Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Arachin, Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, continuing with our examination of Shirat HaLevi'im. Tanu Rabbanan, Hashir Ma'akev Et HaKorban Diver Rabbi Meir V'Chachamim Omrim Eino Ma'akev. So Meir's position is that if the Levim do not sing and perform with the Korban, then the Korban is ineffective or has not been properly offered. Chachamim say it's not ma'akev. My time, Rav Meir, where does he get from? Damar Kran, Venatal, Ve'im, Netunim, La'aron, Vanam, Mitoch, Bnei Yisrael, in Parshat Bamidbar, in Parshat Ba'alotcha, in Sefer Bamidbar, when the Bnei Yisrael are commanded to lift up the Levim and dedicate them, says, I have given them to Aaron and Vanav, Ulechaper al Bnei Yisrael, which means they are also affecting some form of kaparat. Ma kaparat ma'akevet av shirah ma'akevet. So shirah, which is what they're doing, is also critical for the kaparat. Rabbanan, how would they answer that? Ahul idach Rabbi Elazar. That's teaching a different lesson of Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ma kaparat bayom av shirah bayom. It's just teaching by juxtaposition that just as kapara, zrikat adam, is only during the day, shira is only during the day. Okay, now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and this is going to start us off on a long search for finding a source for the idea of shira, because at no point does the Torah explicitly say the Levim should stand and sing. However, we know, most directly from passages in Divrei Hayamim, that was their function. Minayin leikar shira min haTorah? So where is the source? Shinemar, Meshavet B'Shem Adonai Elohav, the Levi comes and serves in the name of Hashem. What does that mean? Ezu Shevut Shevashem. How do you serve using God's name? Aviyamar is a Shirah, must be singing it. Ve'ena Siyut Kapai, maybe it's Berchat Kohanim, and it's referring to the Kohanim. So the answer is Midichtiv, L'Sharto, U'Levarech Bishmo. Elsewhere it says that God chose the Kohanim to serve him and to bless using his name. So you see from that that Berchat Kohanim is not considered Sherut, ministering. Second source. You're going to be punished because you did not worship Hashem with happiness and gladness of heart. And so we assume, what kind of worship is there that has those two characteristics? Whereas a shira must be shira. Maybe that means studying Torah. The words of Torah, the commands of God, are straight and they give gladness to the heart. The answer is, so the study of Torah is called something that makes you happy, but not something that is good, which of course is strange considering but nonetheless, we continue to search. Ve'ema bikurim. Maybe it's referring to the bringing and celebration of bikurim. Yativa samachta v'chol atov. Rejoice with all the goodness. Tov ikri, tov levan lo ikri. It's good, but not necessarily good for the heart. Meaning it's a celebration, but it's not bringing gladness to the heart. Okay? Amar matna. So every tangent. Minan bikurim shetunin shira. How do we know that when you bring bikurim, the levim need to be singing? Sing ma'arim chashem. Take a look at the Mishnah in the third paragraph of bikurim. Acha tov tov mehacha. So now, since Rav Matna said that tachra shavatim tov levav, and it says tov and bikurim, therefore we put the two together, and you need shira bikurim. Eini v'amar shvur barachman v'yonatan minayin shenomim shira ella al hayayin. How do we know that shira is only said over wine? And here, in this context, what that means is for nisachim. And therefore, since bikurim are only from fruit, you're not going to have shira al hayayin, shira al ha bikurim. Shema ratov la magev nechodalti tirashim esamechel im vanashim. Very briefly, this is from the famous Mashal Yotam, the parable about the different trees coming to anoint a king over themselves, which Yotam used to try to prove that Avimelech, his half-brother, was not worthy to be king. And among them, when the trees asked any worthy tree, the worthy tree said, I'm busy doing something productive, I'm not going to waste my time being king. The vine said, I am through with my grape juice, my wine, which gladdens God and man. And the drasha is, Iman Hashim Esameach, Elohim Vamem Esameach. We understand how wine gladdens man. How does wine gladden God? So you see, it gladdens God because we pour the wine out and we sing. So how could you say the shira la bikurim? Mishkach ala katan Rabbi Yossi. Pri ata mevi v'yata mevi mashkin. That you're supposed to bring pri hadama of asher atata asher hashem al kachanoten lach. Bikurim are fruit and not the mashkin. How do I know that if you brought grapes and trampled them and brought the juice that you can bring it? Tamalomar tavi, bring it. All right. So therefore, you see that you could bring wine, and therefore that's where the shira would be. So the shira and the bikurim would be on wine. Chizki Amar, third source. Me'achav choraniyahu sar halavim yasor b'masa. All right, kimevinu. All right, and what's Yasor? Don't read Yasor, but rather Yashir. All right, so Yasor written with a samech, we're reading it as if it's with a sin, and then changing it to Yashir. Chonanyahu, who is a Levi, is singing, and he's going to lift up. Avatar Rabbi Yochanan Mihacha, another source. La'avod avodat avodah. This goes back to the Torah. The Levim were taken to worship work that is work. What does that mean? What kind of worship needs another worship to accompany it? Haviyomer is a shira. So according to some Rishonim, what that means is the singing needs the instruments to accompany them, something we dealt with at the end of the previous podcast. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yitzchak has a different source, which is Su'u Zimra Utnu Tov Kinor Na'im Im Navel. Lift up the with song and give the tambourine or the timbrel. The kinor is beautiful with the navel. Nachma Yitzchak Amar Mehacha. Hema Yisu Kolam Yaron Begon Adonai Tzahlu Mia Maim. Right, so they will lift up their voice and sing. We're going to see how these psukim get looped together. Tana Maiti La Mehacha. So the Tana put three of these together. Bnei Kahat Lo Natan Ki Avodat HaKodesh Al Dehem HaKatef Yisau. Bnei Kahat got no wagons. Why? Because they were carrying the Kodesh, and therefore they carried it on their shoulders. Now, Mashra Shnei Mabba Katef and Yodea Yishi Yisau. Since it says Katef on their shoulders, I know that they're carrying it. So it should have said Bakatef. Matam Lo Me Yisau. Why does it say Yisau? Ein Yisau Alashon Shira. That's a reference to singing. Chein Omer Yisu Zimra Utnu Tof. And so now the two last psukim that we had get looped together. Chananya Malachi Rabbi Yeshua Amar. Chananya, who was the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, look for an interesting connection with this at the end of Masachet Brachot and the message sent to him in the Gola. Mehacha Moshe Daber V'Elohim Yanenu V'Kol. That Moshe, this is at Har Sinai, spoke and Hashem answered him B'Kol. What does that mean? Al Iske Kol. Remember, Moshe was a Levi, so it's about voice. Yet another source. That in the Mikdash they would all sing and perform together. That the Levim and the Kohanim v'loyamutu. What does that mean? Ma'atem avodat mizbeach, afhem avodat mizbeach. So that means that the Levim also have some sort of an avodah, which is mentioned, alluded to in the pasuk, and that is word, that is singing. What does that mean for Le'amutu? If you do their avodah, or they do your avodah, Kohanim Levim switch, b'mita. Heim b'shalahem, but if Levim swap with other Levim, meaning one Levi is supposed to be watching the gates and the other singing and they swap, and mita l'bazarat. It's only violating a law, there's no mita b'dei shamayim. So Marbaya and the Katina, Meshorei Shi'er b'shalchaver mita. We have a different tradition, which is, if a Levi is supposed to sing, instead goes and is a gatekeeper, in another fellow's territory, he is there is mitashinimar. The Torah says that setting up the camps, the people who camp right in front of the Mishkan, the Levi'im, and it says azar krev yumat. Myzar, what does that mean? A stranger, an outsider? Even azar mash, if you think it's really a non-Levi, tiv charazim that already said azar krev yumat. Lavzar del tavodat means somebody who's not supposed to be doing that avodah yumat. Meitavei, watch this challenge. As we said earlier, if a singing Levi goes and works at the gate or vice versa, they violated the law, but there's no mitah. The answer is Tanai. It's machloket Tanaim, whether Levin switching jobs is just a law or mitah. Titanya, Masav Yeshua Bar Chananya, our Rabbi Yeshua, when he was a young man, the mikdash was still around. He was a Levi. Evidently, he was a singer, and he went to go help close the gates with another Levi. This older Levi told him, "You go back. You're one of the singers, not one of the gate guys." Why was Rabbi Yeshua Chananya, who already knew his stuff, why was he doing this? My love, Vakimi Palgi, didn't they disagree about Marsavar Mitahi Vagazubar Abanan? So that, Yochanan and Gudgoda held that if you as a singer were alone to close the gates, you'd be Chayev Mitah. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a gzeira against even helping. Omar Sabra Azorahi and Rabbi Yeshua Vachananya probably felt it was only a lav. V'lo Gazurban didn't make a gzeira. No, the answer is the Kuli Alma Azorahi. Everybody agrees it's only an Azara, not Mitah. This is against Abaya's ruling. Mar Sabra Messiah Gazur Rabbanan, Mar Sabra Galo Gazur Rabbanan. And the machloket simply was, did they make a decree against helping with the other avodah if you're not doing it yourself, as a precaution against doing it yourself? Okay. Bar Rabbi Avin. So he asked the following question again about Shira. Olat nidvat tzibur. Let's say that the tzibur brings an olah that's voluntary, such as what we call kitz hamizbeach, which happens at the end of Adar with all of the extra funds. Tuna shira o eina tuna shira. Do you have shira for that korban or not? Because we have to remember, Shira is only sung when there is a Korban Sibur that's brought. Now, Olo Teichem Arachmana, the Kipasuk in the store in the Parsha of Chatzotzrot, says, Olo Teichem, your Olot in the plural. Achat Olat Chova, I mean your plural in Olot. Achat Olat Chova, Achat Olat Ndava, maybe that plural is there to say any kind of Ola, even a voluntary one. Odilma Olo Teichem, the Chuli Yisrael Kam Arachmana. Maybe it meant your, meaning all the ones that you guys bring as a chova. Toshma, so we see that Chizkiyahu, in the story of Divrei Yamim, Chizkiyahu, lahalot ha'ola, lamizbeach, v'alachel ha'ola, echel shir Adonai, v'chatzotot ha'idei klei David, melech Yisrael, that Chizkiyahu evidently asked a question, and then was told, that yes, indeed, when this ola is coming up, that they should be singing. So, hi Shira Mayavita. What was the Shira for? Ile medolat chova, if this was the proper ola, lamalim luchi. Why did he have to ask the question? Alam dolat nava. Must have been olat nava. So, therefore, you see that it needs a Shira. Rav Yosef lo. Olat Rosh Chodesh Ave. Rav Yosef says, no, it was Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, v'kami ba'ya lehu, miyuk pa Rosh Chodesh, v'zman oli karvo lo. He was asking, is it Rosh Chodesh? Did the Beit Din announce it? How could you say that? This is on the 16th of Nisan. How could you say it was Rosh Chodesh? This is what he's asking about. The 16th of Nisan is the day that you bring a special Korban HaOmer, and with it, a Keves, which is an Olah. And he was asking, was Nisan done in the proper time, which means today really is the 16th, or not? That's what he was asking. Why don't we just ask? Did we bring the Korban Pesach 2 days ago? Did people eat matzah 2 nights ago? In other words, it's very easy to find out if today is the 16th. You don't need to check about Rosh Chodesh. And he would know. The whole story with Chizkiyahu was misunderstood. It's just like a shliach tzibur who's told to go daven for the amud, and he asks, you really want me to go? Should I do it? Right? Hashtada. So therefore, he said, Chizkiyahu was simply asking the question, and it might have been, it could have been a lot chova. Which means you have proven nothing from here. It could be that this was the olat chova, olat tamid of the day. And Chizkiyahu was simply asking, oh, should we go ahead? To get the go ahead from the Beit Din or from the Kohanim that they should be singing. So we still don't know. And this is going to lead us to a fascinating piece from Seder Olam, Toshma. And we're going to conclude this shiur with analysis of this, and then the analysis of this will take us all the way to the end of the parak. Toshma, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi is the author of Midrash Seder Olam, the rabbinic chronology. Megalgalin zchut liyom zakah v'chova liyom chayav. God always takes good days and adds more good things to it, and then takes bad days and piles on more bad things. How does that work? Amruk shecharev habayit barishona, oto yom tisha abba avhaya. This is going to be a very, very long piece to get to a proof about Olat Nidvat Tzibur. When the Mikdash was destroyed for the first time, it was Tisha B'Av. Motzei Shabbat Hayah, it was a Sunday. Motzei Shemitah Itah, it was the first year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning the year after Shemitah. Mishmeratot Shor Yariv Itah, it was the Mishmeret of which group of Kohanim? Yehoyariv. Kohanim Ovim Omdim Aduchanam Vomim Shira, they were singing. Uma Shira Amru, what were they saying? Vayashar Aleim Atonam Ratam Yetzvitem. The last Pasuk in Tzilim, Sadi Dalid. When we speak of Amayat Svitem, the word Yat Svitem shows up twice. In between the two mentions of Yat Svitem, when we speak of Amayat Svitem, Adonai Eloheinu, Hachba, Oivim, Chvashum. in between that, those words, which is very ironic because they're saying God will bring punishment and destroy them. And before he said Hashem will destroy them, the enemies came and destroyed the Mikdash, or conquered. The same exact thing happened in the second Mikdash. Now, the reason we're bringing this up is because of the singing. What were they singing for? There was no Olat Chovah in those days, because our tradition is B'Shivasa V'Tammuz Batel HaTamid. On the 17th of Tammuz, the Korban Tamid was already stopped. Now, question, of course, is that in the first Mikdash, the second Mikdash, all based on interpretation of the Mishnah in Ta'anit, and the Yerushalmi versus the Bavli, but if we read it as being in the first Mikdash, then El Olav Dolat Navan must have been the bringing Olat Navan. That's why they're singing. Vetispera, stop and think about it. So there was no Olat Chovah. So why would they have animals for Olat Navan? It seemed that they had no animals in the city because of the siege. So Halakasha ben Bakar acquired the Almahudi Tramiluhu. They had some calf walked in. Can't you bring a calf for Korban Tamid, but you can bring it as Olat Navan. So I'm allowed to tell Ravashi Vatispra, this whole thing doesn't work, because Shira Diyome Ladunai Hertzim Loat. You said it was Sunday. And the Mishnah Tamid clearly says that the Shir of the Korban on Sunday is Tilam Chavdalad, not Sadidalad. Vayashal and Zanam Bishir de Ababa Shabbat. The one you mentioned is the Wednesday Shira. What happened is Levim were standing there and they just had a dirge came to them. God should destroy the enemies. And that's what they, so which means that it was not about a korban at all. And it proves nothing. But the Breita said they were standing on the Duchan, which makes it sound like it was a formal avodah. The answer is Kedush Lakish, Damar, Omer Shalom Allah Korban. Rish Lakish's opinion was, you could sing Shira even without a Korban there, and that's what they were doing, something appropriate for the day, for the season, not for the day of the week. So Yachib Olat Nedavah Mamilema. So then, if that's the case, why don't we say Shira for an Olat Nedavah? Why are you unsure? The answer is nothing Menachor, because then it will lead to an errant ruling. Literally, destruction, but it leads to an errant ruling. What's that? People will say, aha, Olat Nedavah, it's voluntary, so Olat Chovah is also voluntary. Okay, so now, we still haven't solved our problem, whether or not there's a Shira for Olat Nedavah Tzibur. My Havela, so what's the solution, a resolution? Toshman, Tani Rav Mary Beredo of Kahana, Alotechem V'Yalzivchei Shalmechem. The Breita says, and then Rav Mary Beredo of Kahana repeated this Breita, that the Torah talks about blowing the chatzotzot al olotechem ve'al zivchei shalmechem. What are zivchei shlamim? That's the two kvasim that are shlamim, the public shlamim, the only public shlamim that we have brought on Shavuot. Ma ola kodesh kodeshim, am shlamim kodesh kodeshim. So therefore, just like every ola is kodesh kodeshim, the shlamim here must be the shlamim that are kodesh kodeshim, zivchei shalmi tzibur. Uma shlamim kavu lam zman, and just like those shlamim have a set time, the 50th day after Pesach, Afola kavua lazman, and therefore only an olah that has a kavua lazman, a set time, has shira, not olat nidvat tzibur. Okay? So we've settled our problem, which is that you do not sing shira for olat nidvat tzibur. Now, ibayalu, the question is then asked, nesachim abayim ifnei atzman. What if the tzibur brought the korban tamid, but they didn't have wine, and they brought wine the next day, or later that day, which you're allowed to do? Tunin shira or in tunin shira? Did the Levim sing Shira for that wine? Kev and Damar Shmuel Rachman Rabbi Yonatan Nanchin Shira Laleiayin, etc. As we saw earlier on in the podcast, when we're looking for the source of Shira and the whole issue of Bikurim, that you have to say Shira Laleiayin. So then Amrinan Odom Achilav Shtiyam Amrinan Ashtiel Echud Alomina. Maybe only we say it only when there is quote unquote eating and drinking, meaning meat on the Mizbeach and wine, but not wine alone. So Tashma Biyosi, I remember Galin Schut Liyom Zakai, so Biyosi in that Breita, said that they were singing, Hai Shira Mayavite, and again, the question is, why were the Levim singing? Ilan Rulat Chovah Mehave, there was no Lat Chovah, Shiva Sabatamuz Batela Tamid, as we saw. Elor do Lat Nedavah, must have been a Lat Nedavah, Vatan Ramari Beredu of Kana Lot Suicha, but we just learned the Breita that you do not have Shira for Lat Nedavah. Halam the Nesachin, it must have been Nesachin, and that's why they were singing. And Rav turns around and says, "V'tem Ravashi, v'tis pras Shira diyomei till Ashad l'mayim tzum loa." Shalom etanam Shira darba b'shabah who. So again, if they were singing it as part of the formal avodah, they had the wrong song for the day. Ela ayla ba'alma hu denafaluhu. Again, it was a dirge that nafaluhu p'mayu that they were singing. V'amdim al duchanan tani. Rishlakish, tamrishlakish, shomer Shira shalom ala korban. So it's the same piece. Rish Lakish said that they could sing from the Dukhan formally, even without a Korban, and it doesn't have to be the right song for that day. So why don't you do it for Nesachim? Again, Nafik Minei Churva, the same problem is that people will say, oh, you're allowed to say it for Nesachim, but you don't have to, then I guess you don't really have to for Alat Chova, and that will lead to an errant ruling. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We're going to then go back and examine that Breita from Seder Olam, about the Tisha B'Av of the first Mikdash, Tisha B'Av of the second Mikdash. In the meantime, wish everybody a good day.